It's Valentine's Day, which means America is in the mood for romance. All commentator Kevin Kling can think about, though, is shrimp.
A few years ago, I was standing on top of Ayers Rock in Australia. In the center of this vast, arid continent, on top of this great monolith, was a puddle of water. And the puddle was teeming with activity. I asked the guide what was going on in there, and he said they were thousands of tiny crustaceans like shrimp that live in these dry areas. For most of the year, about 364 days, they remain dormant in these dry hollows. Then one day, it rains, and they reanimate, eat like mad, procreate, and party hard till the puddle dries up. The guide then explained that this had been a particularly wet year, and these puddles have been here almost 3 weeks. I look back in the puddle, and these shrimp are going crazy. They're going at it full bore, and I could tell they were hurting, but they couldn't stop the party. And I thought, that's junior high. That's what junior high was like. I remember in junior high, my hormones were going crazy like that shrimp, but what do I do? I would turn to my parents, but this was the 70s, and they seemed worse than me. In Sunday school, I looked to Jesus, but we know nothing of his teen years. It's like a couple of years back, I was in Prague, and they have this museum, and they boasted they had Kafka's skull. Kafka's skull, I gotta see that. So I go to the museum, and they did have Kafka's skull. Well, actually, they had two skulls, one from when he was a child, and one from when he was an adult. And this is how we know Jesus, adult, baby. Not even the Bible wants to mess with junior high. Meanwhile, I'm still going nuts. First off, I want girls to notice me. Morals? Forget about it. Hormones are overriding morals. Mark Twain said, go to heaven for the climate, go to hell for the company. Sounds good to me. So girls would notice me. I wore special shirts we called ooh shirts. 100% polyester, 12-inch collars. We called them ooh shirts because when you touched them, you went ooh. And then when I got to high school, I got a car. One that girls would notice. A purple 1967 Chevelle, Holley-Karp's, headers, air shocks, so much Bondo a magnet wouldn't stick anywhere. I mean, that car could have made it through the airport. This car was cherry. Black Sabbath on the 8-track. The only problem was I couldn't pass my driving test. I flunked 4 times. I was too little to see over the steering wheel. When I parallel parked, it looked like I worked for UPS. So I took a special driving course taught by the high school shop teacher. The most feared man in that high school was the shop teacher. Ex-Marine, flat top haircut, lab coat, rode his bicycle to school every day, summer, winter, fall, 30 below zero. Here he comes, wind blistering across his face. My brother and I would stand in the cafeteria as he rode by, singing, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Every morning, the shop teacher started out with a story to help straighten us out. One day he says, boys, I was in the big one, Korea. And one day I was walking down the road and there was a hand in the road, just a hand. And there was a sandwich in that hand. Did I eat that sandwich? Darn right I ate that sandwich. Best darn sandwich I ever ate. Oh, man. And scotch taped above every power tool, the lathe, the drill press, the table saw, were newspaper clippings and magazine articles about children who'd been maimed on that particular tool. That's why for my senior project, I built a cribbage board that only required a hand drill. You didn't even need to plug in. But that didn't stop me from crying, oh God, I know I'm going to be the picture over the hand drill. The shop teacher taught driver's education by showing a movie that was called Signal 30. Signal 30 was the code that cops used for when there was a fatality in an accident. And every scene ended with, too late for this young man. And one of 4 things happened to everyone in that class. You either passed out, threw up, never learned to drive, or you loved it. Oh yeah, that's me, that's me. Now, for some reason, the shop teacher also taught sex education and showed a movie like Signal 30 only for sex, and the same 4 things happened to everybody in the class. Plunk, blah, no way, or oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, that's me. So bolstered with the knowledge of traffic safety provided by the shop teacher, I passed my driver's test. And I hit the street in search of love. Happy Valentine's Day, America. Drive safe. Woo!
Kevin Kling is an actor and playwright in Minnesota.